Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? The Lord is risen from the dead. He dwelled in our hearts, and he will come one day to take us up. We shall shout for joy, for our beloved is faithful. He has promise of his coming, and he will come soon. Hence, the days on earth are short, and this short period of time is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Let us shout for joy. We are not waiting to die, but waiting for the Lord to take us up. On that day, we will be caught up into the clouds and fly back to the Father's house with the Lord. It is very glorious. Let us shout for joy and give thanks. When I read the Bible yesterday, in Song of Solomon chapter 4 mentioned, the Beloved promised he would come until the day breathes and the shadows free. The Beloved promised to his love that he will come soon, but he has to go away to the mountain of myrrh and the hill of frankincense. He suffered and nailed on the cross for us. Then he is risen in order to accomplish his love dream, to make the church appear, so we will meet him face to face, heart to heart forevermore. He's so precious, until the day breathed and the shadows fled. The darling urged her beloved to come back early. He has a fervent heart for her beloved, with the same phrase she used, until the day breathes and the shadows flee. Turn, my beloved, be like a gazelle or a young stag. My heart was deeply touched when I read in chapter 4. For our beloved is coming soon indeed. He is the one who is the most eager, for he longs to see our face. But he has to prepare everything before his coming, for the accomplishment of the Lord's love dream be fulfilled gloriously and beautifully. How precious! The Lord dwelled in our hearts and united with us forever. One day we will meet him face to face. The eternity belongs to the Lord and us. We will write the fairest story until eternity. Shall we sing a hymn? Is in God's family hymnal, the 13th, Song 18, The Love Dream of the Lord.
From your deepest love desire, throughout all eternity, you poured out your life, your precious blood to fulfill your love dream and your love longing. Such deepest union between you and me, you abide forever in my heart. A living union of love and life bound, oh, best one. We are one spirit, heart to heart. This your desire, your satisfaction, your joy, and my greatest joy and treasure, my rest. You are my infinite Lord. Fully you belong to me. From everlasting, I am your love dream, your ever dearest, your well-matched darling. Desire of all love till eternity, pink petals line our path of love. Endless love river with overflowing blessing and love. How blessed, most blessed am I. I enter into the boundless riches of Christ. You and I live in this endless love dream.
I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to him. or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with Him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, verse 1 to 11. I'm the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you, unless you abide in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my works abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. The Lord Jesus mentioned his hour has come, starting from the Gospel according to John chapter 13, and he had poured out his heart to his disciples. When you read it thoroughly and meditate on it with your heart, you will notice the speech of the Lord was not only from the bottom of his heart, but from the Father as well. The Lord Jesus mentioned Abba many times on that night to reveal the relationship between the Lord and the Father to the disciples. I can say no one had heard of these words before. I believe Judas, who betrayed the Lord Jesus, was no longer among them. He was absent during the conversation between the Lord Jesus and his disciples on the last night before his crucifixion until chapter 15. It was the time for supper, after the Lord Jesus washed Judas' feet, and Judas should have left in the middle of supper. The theme of the Gospel according to John chapter 15 is love. The word love appeared 10 times. The word hate appeared 8 times. Definitely, the focus was on love, for hate is the reverse of love. As we can see the preciousness of the love of the Lord. In fact, love was the topic from the Gospel according to John chapter 14. Do you remember what chapter 14 verse 21 was about? The Lord Jesus said, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Not only the Lord Jesus manifests to him, but to abide with him. We shall love the Lord Jesus and obey his commands continually. As we love him, it requires actions and expressions, not just by words. The more his presence is with us, the more we will experience the Lord Jesus. In chapter 14, verse 31, the Lord Jesus said, "But I do as the Father has commanded me." I won't go into detail, as I find there is a circle of love that appear in chapter 14. The Lord, we, and Abba. The Lord loves us, and we love the Lord in return. We love the Lord, and Abba loves us. The Lord loves Abba very much. I'm so grateful that I'm in this circle of love forever. There is nothing can separate us from this circle of love. Well, brothers and sisters, truly, I like to share for joy. What I share with you today is from the Gospel according to John chapter 15, verse 1 to 11. The rest of the chapter verse 12 to 27 are very precious as well. Truly, I hope you don't miss these precious words. Due to the time constraints, I can only share with you some of my experiences to a limited extent. This time I have used the perspective of relationship in reading the Gospel according to John chapter 15. I notice I can divide it into three sessions. The first session is from verse 1 to 11, which we have just read. It is about our relationship with the Lord. We have united with the Lord. We shall abide in the Lord, such as the relationship between the vine and the branches. Truly, I really enjoy the relationship of binding up in life. It is not just binding up superficially, but the deepest union in death. I will share some of my impressions related to this passage later on. The second session is chapter 15, verse 12 to 17. It's about the relationship between the believers in the Lord. The Lord Jesus said we should love one another as our relationship. I can say our relationships are more than friends. And the third session of verse 18 to the last, verse 27, is about our relationship with the world. The Lord Jesus said that we are not of the world. Hence, the world hates us, and if the world loves us, then maybe there's something wrong with us, for we shall be the witnesses for the Lord. Hence, the world hates us just as the world hates Jesus. In the beginning of the Gospel according to John chapter 15 is about our relationships with the Lord. We shall abide in Him, and it is the first priority. We should not just have a good relationship with brothers and sisters in the church and neglect our relationship with the Lord. If we are lack of the intimate experience of the Lord, the sweet union with Him, the indwelling in the Lord, then our relationships with brothers and sisters will be superficial. It is unable for us to have a deep fellowship, or we cannot live out a relationship to love one another, which is more than friends. Lastly, if our relationship with the Lord is deep enough, we can influence the world. For we are the witnesses of God's love and preciousness to this world. So let's take a look at what the relationship with the Lord should be. As you may notice, there is a word that appears frequently in the Gospel according to John chapter 15, verse 1 to 11, which is abide in. It appeared 9 times. If we include opposite word, not abide in, 3 times, then the word abide in appeared 12 times in total. We shall pay attention as abide in appeared in such a short passage many times. It must be the key point in this passage, and I find it is the key of our relationship with the Lord. If you and I like to have a close relationship with the Lord, we have to understand the meaning of abide in and live out abide in our life. The word abide in from the original scripture has the meaning of to stop, to stay, or even to leave, and it has something to do with the duration, for it has the meaning of continue existence. Thus, abiding in the Lord can be translated as living in the Lord, which means living with the Lord and living together with Him, be with Him always. It has the meaning of being united with the Lord. The Lord Jesus said that we should abide in Him always is not about salvation. It is about the relationship between the Lord and us. He likes to have a close relationship with us and being with us. Truly, He likes us to have a union in life with Him. I hope we can remember, and even in the future, the key points from verse 1 to verse 11 is abide in Him, the relationship with the Lord. He described the characteristics of our relationship with Him through a parable. In chapter 15, verse 1, He Himself is the vine. Abba is the vine dresser, and we are the branches. This parable has revealed our relationship with Abba and the Lord. The vine was used to refer to the Israelites, the people of God in the Old Testament. The prophets in the Old Testament used to mention God would establish a vineyard on his own. Yet, it was a pity that the vine of Israel had greatly disappointed God. In Isaiah chapter 5 mentioned that the Israelites were vineyards, but did not bear fruit. In Psalm 80 mentioned how the vine disappointed God later on. In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 3 verse 10 also mentioned, if a tree that does not bear good fruits is cut down and thrown into the fire, as Israel is the vine, and its vine does not bear fruit, it is cut down. Besides, in Ezekiel chapter 15, talked about the similar things. When it comes to the New Testament, we are compared as a tree supposed to bear fruit, and a true vine that bears fruit appeared. The vine that can glorify God appeared, and that is the Lord Jesus. If we like to bear fruit, we shall be connected to the Lord Jesus. We are the branches of the vine. Our life is bound with the Lord, and He is our providence. As long as we abide in the Lord, we are able to bear fruit and satisfy the Father's heart. Abba once nurtured Israel and hoped it could become a vine that bore fruit. However, it was a pity that it couldn't satisfy God. The Lord Jesus said that I am the true vine. This is to say, He is the true vine that can satisfy the will of God and is the satisfaction and enjoyment of God. The intention of Abba and the Lord is that all of us are grafted on and become branches of the true vine to enjoy life, to enjoy love, the nurture of Abba, to enjoy the union of love with the Lord. We and the Lord are the blessings to the universe and to the world. In the Gospel according to John chapter 15, verse 2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. It's so precious that the Lord will prune us from time to time, in order we can bear more fruit. The fruits here reminds us of the fruit of the Spirit mentioned in the letter to Galatians. Can you recite those 9 fruits? They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It is not the most crucial whether you can recite it or not. The most important is whether you have such fruit. The fruit is just a result. The main thing is whether you are eager to God or not. Do you have the desire to live a life of intimate unity and your life is bound with the Lord? If you have the eagerness and longing to pursue it, you will bear the fruits naturally. You reap what you sow. We are able to bear fruits only when we come before the Lord, to enjoy His closeness and experience Him. Let us read the Gospel according to John chapter 15, verse 5 again. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. The Lord Jesus mentioned for the second time that he is the vine and we are the branches. This is also the second time the Lord Jesus said that we should bear more fruits. Verse 2 is the first time, and the third time is in verse 8. The Lord Jesus said, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Hence, the key point is to abide in the Lord, from verse 1 to verse 11. Bearing more fruit is another key point. If we put these two key points together, we will come to a conclusion spontaneously. If we like to bear more fruit, the secret is to abide in the Lord always. Do you remember what abiding means? That means to live with the Lord and live a life of union with Him. This is the tip of our abundance life. The purpose of the Lord Jesus sharing this parable is not to focus on whether the vine has any fruit, but whether the vine bears much fruit. Hence, I reiterate, the Lord Jesus told this parable not to explain the issue of salvation, but the issue of our lives, how we live an abundant life, be fruitful, glorify God, and be the true disciples of the Lord. In this parable, not only the Lord Jesus talked about abiding in Him, He also talks about not abiding in Him. That is to say, we take the negative reasoning. If we do not draw near to the Lord always and live a life of union with the Lord, what will our lives be? When we think reversely, those who do not abide by the Lord will not bear fruits. He will not bear much fruit. Why can say he is not the disciple of the Lord? His life is not glorious. Definitely, he cannot glorify the Father. Those who are not the disciples of the Lord, who don't follow the Lord, don't listen to the Lord, even if they're saved, they are just merely saved as mentioned in the Bible. Their lives have no glory and there's nothing worth for remembrance. They're wasting their lives and wasting the days of their youth. The most regrettable is to disappoint the love of God, His beautiful heart. Thus, in the Gospel according to John chapter 15, verse 9 is my favorite. In fact, the heart of the Lord has always been loving us, to encourage us and touches our heart with His love. The Lord mentioned abide in 9 times and not abide in 3 times, which is 3 times more than not abide in. The Lord encourages us proactively. He likes us to see His love and we love Him in return. Let's read verse 9 again. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. It's so precious. The Lord loves us just like the fathers loved Him. How does Abba love the Lord? It is from everlasting to everlasting. Therefore, the Lord loves us from everlasting to everlasting. The Lord Jesus is the only begotten Son of the Father and is unique. And the Lord loves us the same. We are all unique in the heart of the Lord. Abba loves the Lord with the greatest and boundless love and gives Him all things. This is how the Lord loves us. He loves us without reservation. Even He gave Himself to us. He poured out His all to us. I felt the Lord pour out His heart and let us know frankly He loves each of us boundlessly. He longs for us to abide in His love. Truly He hopes that we will choose Him to abide in His love and live with Him in one unity day by day. He longs to have the experience of love with us. Brothers and sisters, this is the depth of the Lord's heart. He has made an effort to reveal His longing to us. Brothers and sisters, He loves us so much. He gave Himself to us. How should we respond to Him? The Lord Jesus said, "Abide in my love." Truly, it is not a command. This is a desire in His heart. Brothers and sisters, do you understand what I'm talking about? It is our choice to abide in the Lord and to abide in His love. How do we choose our life? How do we choose our path? Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus will not force us. He opened the truth and the depth of His heart to us. I hope you and I can make the right choice to abide in Him day to day and to live with Him and abide in His love. To live with Him in love daily. If we do this in our living, the heart of the Lord will rejoice in us. In our spirits, we have the greatest satisfaction. Let's take a look at chapter 15, verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy will be in you, and that your joy may be full. You see, the joy of the Lord will be in our hearts. Why is the Lord so joyful and happy? For His desire is to live with us. Definitely, His heart is the happiest when we always abide in Him, and our spirits can experience true satisfaction. There is nothing that can satisfy our hearts in the world, Only the love of the Lord and God can satisfy our hearts. Brothers and sisters, that's all for my sharing. Let's have some time to stay before the Lord, abide in Him and live in His love, to enjoy His love and enjoy His presence. You can read the Bible, you can sing and worship, you can also take a walk and pour out your hearts to Him. It is your personal time with the Lord. May the Lord bless you.